This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Texas bill to use child pain as a restriction to abortion and to hold abortion facilities accountable to health and safety laws has enough support to put its most ardent opponent in trouble with Texas voters. News that Wendy Wright says she will not filibuster a likely second attempt to bring the bill to the Senate floor in Austin came after Democrat polls show her losing badly in a prospective matchup against Texas incumbent Governor Rick Perry. Ireland is being asked to essentially allow abortion if a woman is suicidal. Though no medical testimony before the Dáil supports abortion as a remedy to such a situation, and though citizens strongly oppose such practice, political bosses successfully compelled legislators to support the first step to legalize such abortions by a vote of 138-24. This is Life News Radio. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found, lives restored, a sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. In other news, over 100 American religious leaders have signed an open letter opposing the HHS pregnancy interdiction mandate. They say people of faith must remain free in worship and in public and business life to exercise conscience and freedom of religion. Kermit Gosnell has pled guilty to federal drug charges, and an interesting article at lifenews.com tells of the interesting and compelling world of infant dreams. This has been Life News Radio.